Here's Salah, trying to get the ball onto his left foot, breaks it from Firmino. Salah, looks like he's onside and he slides it in, 2-0. That was fluid from Liverpool, and they start like they mean business. Liverpool 2, newly promoted Norwich City 0. Mo Salah opens his account for the new season.
Welcome to EPL 1300.
With a ball, it never got there. Aubameyang in the middle, unmarked. It's a big opportunity for Arsenal, and it's what he's taken. A mix of match side, but no mixed emotions about the lead. A Newcastle defensive error, punished emphatically. And Arsenal strike first.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
The cross goes in, surely this is the moment. What a save by Tom Heaton. It's still there for Spurs. Out it goes again, it's the equaliser. On debut. And Dombele for Spurs, Tottenham's record signing. Equalizes in front of 17,500 behind that goal. 1-1.
Now here's the host of EPL 1300, Lauro,
Todd,
and Mickey.
Eventually we'll get Collie back here. Eventually.
One of these days.
One of these days.
Yeah.
Hi, Gooner.
Hey, how you doing?
Lauro. Mickey, Sean O'Shea.
What's up?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's an actual, those are games that count towards who's going to win the Premier League 2.5 years from now, or however long it is. First game, first match of the season, and already Harry Kane has two. Forget about Salah. Harry Kane has two goals.
Yeah.
But here's the bad news. Chelsea picked to finish Champions League, right? Didn't we last week?
No.
Or close?
Close, yeah.
And
okay.
I think Adam 7th, actually.
Yeah. Well, they're in 19th.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Rough start against United.
I'm just saying.
That's a tough place.
They're in 19th.
That's a tough place to go. Start your season off.
Yeah.
After a transfer ban.
Yeah.
You got a brand new coach, Frank Lampard.
Yeah.
Never coached in the Premier League before.
Right.
4-0.
Yeah.
Ooh, 4-0. That hurts.
And that puts Man United in second on goal differential.
Yeah.
One goal behind Man City.
Yeah.
Liverpool in third. Brighton in fourth. Burnley in fifth.
Yeah. It's
ahead of the Spurs.
I mean,
this table is messed up.
I mean, you know, table doesn't take shape till about October anyway. So, you know.
October?
Yeah. Yeah. We got the international
break. A little longer
in September
than that. Here's the thing, though. I find it amusing because this is how in golf, the season now starts for 2020 in October. And after the first round of the first event, they will post where people are in the FedEx Cup standings.
Oh, interesting.
In the same way I'm making fun of this table after one match, it's the same thing in the FedEx Cup. It's just an aside.
Yeah.
For those of us who also love golf, not just soccer, but golf in the same way.
I love golf too.
That's just a little visual aside here in the studio.
Yeah.
Anyway, a pretty good opening weekend. It was great, as we said last weekend, to wake up early on a Saturday morning and start watching a sport that we care about. And the weekend is great now that we have EPL back on.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. You got the morning games, you know, afternoon. You can watch a little MLS soccer if you want. I'm more partial to the, you know, month from now when I can wake up and watch soccer and then football.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, both days.
Those
Saturday
are great mornings.
Sunday. Great. I mean, it's just, you know, sports all day long.
Correct.
I mean, can't beat it. So.
Correct.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's been fun. A lot of goals banged in. There was some late game drama, you know, in some of the matches. So, yeah,
it's a good way to start.
Couple of really surprising results, though. You have to
like
say.
What?
Yeah,
like 3-0 Brighton over Watford.
Yeah,
yeah.
Watford was a top half team. What, they finished 9th, 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Brighton and Hove Albion kind of teetering on the relegation.
We
zone
thought
the
they
past
were going
year,
down
so.
For a long time.
Yeah, I have them going down this year.
Yeah,
I mean, and Burnley over Southampton.
Well,
not a shock that Burnley won.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but last week, because Burnley was, you know, and Mickey Sean O'Shea side. Right?
No, well, not, no, not this year.
No, not this year, but in the past.
Yeah, they're kind of a gritty, grinded out.
Yeah, but
squad.
You but didn't.
No, Colley was the big Burnley.
Colley was.
Oh,
yeah.
Colley was.
I think
Colley
was much more on Burnley than I.
Yo, you were who, Bolton. Who?
I grew up a Bolton fan.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. It's a B team, so okay. Anyway, Colley with Burnley, and we're making fun of them last week, and.
Yeah,
shocking.
Here they come out. Yeah, 3-0 against Watford. Or Southampton, I'm sorry. Yeah, Southampton. Yeah. Which
they're in fifth place.
Yeah, Southampton. You're going to have a rough year this year, too. We talked about that a little bit last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is it's kind of a bummer because the way they closed out last year, they looked really not great, but they looked good at the end of the end of the season. They were, you know, they kept themselves out of the relegation zone. They got up a couple spaces ahead.
Yeah. But might be another grind this year. You never know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But all the one result out of the newly promoted team, Sheffield, managed to pull a draw with Bournemouth.
Got a point.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Villa and Norwich both. Villa actually played a pretty good game
against,
for two-thirds of the game.
Absolutely they did.
Yeah. Just looked like they ran out of legs there at the end.
Yeah. I mean, they were heading to, I think, Spurs scored in the 70th minute.
73rd minute, yeah.
Ndombele.
Now, Spurs dominated the possession. They dominated.
Yeah, but it was still 1-0. But I'll tell you what. We've talked about it. Ndombele, this guy, this kid, he is something else.
All right.
But what?
Oh,
yeah, we'll see.
He's got magic feet, dude.
We'll see what happens when he doesn't get a Christmas break, you know?
What does that mean?
They usually fall off after that. They're all, you know, all these guys coming over from the continent are used to these, you know, two, 3 week long Christmas break, and
not
they don't get
guy.
It.
Not this guy.
And then they fall off.
All right. Talk to me in January.
We'll see. That's what I'm saying. We'll
all
see.
Right. Okay. I don't like your attitude.
So what's the name of the defender from Aston Villa that was it Mings? It's just a monster. Just keeping everything out of the goal. Just. They were great. Their goalie was good.
Their goalie was made two of the best saves I've seen in a long time.
Yes, he looked really good.
Eriksson had a shot that went through the wall that I have no idea how he got a hand on that ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he was great.
And the shot right before Ndombele's goal was...
Ndombele.
That's correct. I've heard it both ways.
No, well, I'm going by what we just heard. I'm going by the guys announcing the games.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But the save he made off the corner was...
Yeah.
An amazing save. He just didn't clear it far enough out.
Right.
It was. He stood on his head. I think Villa's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think I have them going down. Right.
Yeah, I had them going down too. But after watching them, I'm pretty impressed.
Well, let's see where they are after Christmas.
We'll see after Christmas.
Yeah.
they got a lot of new guys in too.
Yeah, they're not going to set the world on fire like Fulham did last year.
Yeah.
But. I think they'll be okay.
But a lot of results were the same, right? I mean, what we expected.
Yeah.
Liverpool comes out 4-1 against Norwich. I mean, they look like they're picking up exactly where they left off for the last 2 years. I mean, Man City, same thing, 5-0 against West Ham. I mean, is it possible that these two teams can get better?
Yes.
I mean, it just seems like they have, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
another year together.
By the way, speaking of Liverpool, just to throw this in here. They played Chelsea in the Super Cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last night.
Where the heck that is?
Yeah. Europa League and Champions League winners.
Yeah, great.
I mean, whatever.
Know. Anyway.
It's a money grab.
Anyway, yes, it is.
Yeah.
And poor Chelsea.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, so they're playing Liverpool, goes to penalties. Klopp, my favorite guy. Just guy.
Yeah.
Did you see what he did afterwards when they won on penalties? He did... his impression of Rocky in the interview afterwards, praising the guy that had the penalty kick that won it.
Yeah.
He on the pitch while he's being interviewed. Adrian! Klopp is he's just the funniest. And oh, by the way, there was a female referee in this game.
She the center ref or the linesman?
And
center
Stephanie ref? Frappart.
Oh, that's
her name
right.
Is.
She did the Women's World Cup.
And Klopp, French. They asked Klopp about it, as they would in the post-game press conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smart decision. He said it's time that they had more involvement in men's football. It's a big deal.
Right on.
I mean, and Lord knows women can probably be every bit as bad as any male referee or official in any sport.
That's exactly right.
I'm just saying.
Exactly right.
They can't be worse. I'll put it that way.
They deserve every right to be as terrible as any male.
That's perfectly said. That's right. Anyway. All right. Anything else about the first weekend?
I was shocked at how good Man United looked.
Yeah.
I didn't think I thought their back line was going to be okay because with Maguire and
Maguire's a stud.
Maguire's a stud. But yes. Their attack looked pretty quality.
I don't know. I don't know if it
may be paper because Chelsea may not be.
That's
very
what
good
I was thinking.
All,
right. Look, I just don't know. The jury's still out on Chelsea. Yeah. I think jury's still out on both of them.
Yeah.
Like Chelsea, they didn't look good at all.
Well, it was a good start Man United.
It was a good start, but look, yeah, during the game, I mean, Chelsea had the better of possession for a while and looked a better team, but their defense, I mean, just looks rough.
Full of holes. And if they can get Rashford going and then get Martial going, especially Martial, he's been kind of a non-entity.
Yeah. But
Chelsea's going to struggle this year.
Yeah, let's think about the end of the season last year and all the drama and just stuff swirling around Man United.
Oh, yeah.
And they've made changes. There seems to be in a relatively short period of time, a whole different attitude there now.
Yeah,
and I think that really says something because I didn't think they could pull that off.
Yeah.
This year anyway.
No. Yeah, no,
and we'll see.
I mean, I like the moves that they made. I think they could have gone a little bit further, but I mean, Fergie always had a solid back, right?
Yeah.
He always built from defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what they are trying to go back to this year. And both those guys, Juan Bissaka and Harry Maguire, they look good.
Yeah.
I mean, they just look Harry Maguire looks big, and composed.
He's a leader.
He's half a foot taller than anybody else on that back line.
I mean, he just manhandled a lot of those Chelsea guys.
Okay, speaking of Arsenal, we were making predictions last week. You were in your natural we suck state, all that. And most of it was centered around, we're going to score, but we'll give up 9 goals a game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
right.
What
yeah,
we...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we get a clean sheet away from
excuse
home.
Excuse me? Hello? I think win their first match 1-0?
Yeah. No, it was funny because we had one clean sheet away from home last year, and the very first game we get one. I mean, it makes zero sense.
You just never know sports, do you?
Oh, no. And it's not like, here's the thing. It's not like we played excellent defense.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they still had plenty of opportunities. They just went our way.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well,
I mean, and to be honest, there were a lot of guys that were sitting out that game that I think are going to be in the starting lineup going forward. So we had a lot. We had a pretty young lineup. We had 3 guys that came through our academy system. So I'm excited.
That's always great. Oh, now you're excited.
Well, I'm encouraged.
What a difference a week
made. I'm encouraged.
Okay. Encouraged was the furthest thing from your mind last week.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Well, hey,
I'm happy to see this.
When you set expectations low, it's easy to,
You have a good, you can never have a bad season if your expectations are low.
If the bar is actually an inch off the ground, nothing can be that bad, right? Is that what we're saying?
Exactly.
And there's talk that they're in talks with DC United about Ozil.
Yes, but
he's not going.
He's not going. I don't think anybody can afford
him. Here it is on BBC.com. Ozil and Kolasinac.
Yeah,
is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah,
ready to play for Arsenal.
Yeah, so this is a weird story. I don't know if you've been following this.
Not really.
So it's pretty cool. It's got a good start to it, but then it gets weird.
Yeah.
So
all right. Well, hold on. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Okay.
And then when we come back, you can tell us the weird tale of
Mehmet
Ozil.
It's Mehmet now.
What is Mehmet? What does that
No, we're calling him Mehmet.
Okay.
He's called Emmett by most Americans, but Sean O'Shea and I call him Mehmet.
I like him, Mehmet.
Yes.
It's just a nice,
hey, Mehmet,
rude way of insulting the guy.
Why now? Why would you want to insult him?
Yeah, really.
Really,
man.
Why?
Nice guy.
He's been a terrific player.
He's under siege right now.
He likes dictators.
That's a good point.
He does do that.
Let's find a worse name Took all of them. All right, we'll be back. DPL 1300, ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5. All right, we've kept you waiting long enough. I, frankly, and I'm sure you are, Mickey Sean O'Shea, waiting breathlessly.
No, mine's baited.
Okay.
Okay.
To hear this story about Mehmetis Ozil.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. So,
yeah.
Look, I mean, it's kind of crazy.
If you don't know who he is, he's a very good player.
Yeah.
Who's been going through a lot of really traumatic mental. He's leaving Arsenal. There, he's can't.
Nah. So here's where it all started.
Okay. Yeah.
When they come back from the from their tour of the United States, he and Kolasinac are hanging out. They're close friends. Their wives are friends, etc. They just get done eating at a restaurant, or maybe they're outside of one of their houses. I can't remember where they were, but they are approached and attacked by a moped gang who wants to steal Kolasinac's watch.
Uh-huh.
Well, these guys, I mean, if you've been following the news internationally, they've kind of been a scourge on London. They've committed
this
a lot
moped
of this moped
gang.
Gangs.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've committed a lot of knife crimes,
right.
People getting stabbed, et cetera, and some burglary. So anyway, Kolasinac's not having any of it.
No.
And he fights them off.
Right.
And there's video of it, of this guy just taking on these two dudes in a moped, fighting him off.
Yeah.
Well, Mesut Ozil's in his sweet, you know, Mercedes with his wife.
Yeah, listening to music.
Yeah, well, no, he's like, I got to get my wife out of here,
right.
Slams the door, and takes off.
Right.
It's like, okay, understandable, right? And he's got his wife in there, and
yeah.
You know, he wants to get her out of harm's way.
Yeah.
Leaves Kolasinac, and Kolasinac ends up just fighting the guys off.
Right.
I mean, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Saw that video.
Well, yeah. Right. We were all like, oh, man, what a bad bleep. You know, this guy was so cool.
Bad butt.
Right.
Yeah.
And, but it doesn't end there, right?
It doesn't.
No, it never does. So in a bid to make sure that that the moped gang still maintains their street cred,
yeah.
They put out the word that they want everything of Mesut Ozil's and Kolasinac. They don't just want the watch. They want all their money.
Yeah.
And so now, in a bid to protect them, you've got an Eastern European gang who has ties, you know, with Ozil and some ties with Kolasinac and
yeah.
Ozil being from that part of the world, Eastern Europe, that is saying, no, we're going to protect you. So Kolasinac and Ozil, through no fault of their own, are basically caught in the middle of this gang war.
A
moped gang war. Yes. And they've got to have 24-hour round-the-clock security. They didn't travel to Newcastle because of this, because
yes.
of security concerns.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. So we're, you know, hopefully this all dies down and, you know, they can just get back to being footballers.
I mean, all kidding aside, this is horrible.
I mean, it is.
It's horrible.
It's a sad situation
yeah.
for them. Really messed up. But, you know, like I said, they're, you know, hopefully we can get them back on the field. They've been at training, but, you know, going to, I guess, Newcastle was just maybe a bridge too far for their security
yeah. well,
detail.
And the thing is that it's kind of hard to concentrate on playing when you have this stuff going on.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
well, both their
all
wives.
Kidding aside,
both
yeah,
their wives
are
have fled to
Germany. Right.
They fled to Germany. They're,
yeah.
you know, they're afraid to come back.
Yeah.
Until
it's
this
horrible.
Thing blows over.
Well,
so,
all right. We hope
yeah.
Mehmet and is okay.
Kolasinac. Yes, said Kolasinac.
Is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need him too. We'd love to have him
yeah.
back on the field. It's
yeah.
so.
Well, is Ozil going to see the field? I mean,
yeah.
he was kind of out of favor at the end of.
Well, he was, but no, he's definitely an experience. That's the thing. We can't afford to give him up this year. That's just, we'll be a little too far out of balance as far as experience is concerned, I think. We let him go to DC United before the transfer window. I think if anything is going to happen, they'll strike a deal in January, and he'll come at the end of the season in summer.
Yeah.
If he's going to go anywhere. And I think he will. He's in, he's got 2 years left on his contract, so at the end of this year, it's 1 year. So I think if he's going to go anywhere, it'll definitely be by the end of the year.
Well, DC United is going to need somebody because they have, as of January, lost Wayne Rooney to Derby.
Right.
He's going to be a player coach. player assistant coach.
What?
Wayne Rooney. He's leaving D.C.
Yeah, going to Derby County.
I know.
Wants that's interesting.
Wants to be a manager.
Yeah. Hey, good for him, though, right?
Yeah, man, yeah. I agree. And he could be the thing, because they were really close to getting promoted last year.
Yeah, they're in the playoff final.
Right. He could be the X factor that gets him across.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I do too.
And whatever Wayne Rooney wants to do is fine with me. He's earned everything.
Well, you know, that's the thing, too. He's like, he could retire. He could just call it. He just wants to keep playing, you know. He just loves the game.
He's still a young guy. I mean, this is, you know, we talk about these guys like they're my age. Old and decrepit.
I don't know,
they're
man.
Not.
Yeah. Soccer-wise, they are.
32.
Yeah.
I think in soccer years, he's like 58.
Wayne, yeah, well, that's okay. He could still play.
Wayne loved to party, too, so you know how that takes a toll.
No, I don't. Why are you looking at me when you say that? No,
I'm looking at everybody.
I don't know how party
I'm looking at myself.
He's played. He's got a lot of miles on those legs.
Yes,
he has. All the club matches, all the international matches.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. The travel.
And he's been
United
playing
went far in just about every.
Yeah. He's been at United.
Since he was six or three.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
something.
Well, yeah, he was at United. He was like 18 or 19, right?
Well, he was at Everton when he was 16, I think.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So I think it was United shortly
Well,
thereafter.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I love Wayne Rooney.
Me too.
I hated him when he was in the United,
yeah.
but.
No, but
his
whole
great.
Story is fantastic. All right. Yeah. Internationally, we got all kinds of stuff going on as the season opens here. We got all these sides, Real and Paris Saint-Germain, and all these teams are still angling. Neymar is practicing by himself.
Yeah.
You know, talk about a sad story. I mean, it's not really sad. He's, how old is he? 20...
He's young.
Neymar's 27, I think.
I don't think he's that old, even.
I didn't think he was that old either.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's got enough money to last him and his generations, his family for generations. You see him partying and doing all this stuff and traveling and in the off season.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still really sad. I mean, this guy 2 years ago was talked about as the next Pele. And now, he's practicing by himself until he gets sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 27.
Is he?
Is he 27? Yeah. Huh. Well, look, I mean, it's nothing.
You know.
I think a lot of this falls on his shoulders, though. I mean, he doesn't play well with others, which is why he wanted to leave Barcelona in the first place, because he wanted to be the man, and he was never going to be with Messi there.
As long as Messi was there, he was
the man. You know, and now he doesn't like the league that he's playing in.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what'd you think you were getting yourself into?
Right. But it's still sad. And somebody that's as talented as he is, you just want to see him play.
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, I don't know if you know this, Mickey, Sean O'Shea. The Spurs were chasing our guy from Juve.
Oh, Dybala?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still wants to leave. We're not interested anymore. But this is troubling to me. And this comes from the gossip section of BBC.com football. I don't even like reading this. England left back Danny Rose is unlikely to leave Tottenham until at least January.
I think you gotta like that. I mean, they don't have anybody else in there.
I can't stand the guy.
Sessegnon's not ready.
I don't care.
They need somebody
in
that
spot. I don't care. I don't like him.
Voice hurt. You need somebody in that spot.
I don't care. I don't like him.
Yeah, and
you know that.
I know, and I don't 100% understand your dislike.
Well,
of the guy.
I have my quirks in terms of likes and dislikes. I guess we could say
because he is. He's given everything over the past couple seasons. He's a hard-nosed guy.
Yeah, wah wah wah. He's made a ton of mistakes. Yeah. Last year, every time I looked at him and he touched the ball, something bad happened. He gave it away. I'm just saying.
I think his docket's ahead. I think it's to the good overall.
Really?
I think so, yeah. He's done more for the team than he has hurt them.
Oh, you're a softie. You're a Danny Rose apologist.
No, if I never see Eric Lamella on the pitch again, I'll be happy.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So you see, I don't get that.
Yeah. He's okay. just You know, he's great in preseason, LaMelo.
All right.
A lot of good matches this weekend.
Okay, shall we? Let's do that. Yeah. How'd we do on our picks from last week?
I don't know that we officially made picks.
Oh, we last didn't? Week.
No, we set the table for last week.
That was good. We set the table.
Yeah.
That was good. By the way, I'm hungry. All right. Let's make some picks.
All right. I got it.
You ready?
Early morning game, Arsenal. Okay. I got Arsenal
hold
over
on,
Burnley.
Now, hold on.
Saturday.
You don't want to make picks in the qualifying third round of the Europa League.
I'm going to pass.
Right now.
Yeah. I mean, HJK Helsinki is taking on Riga. You don't want to make it? Okay.
Riga.
All right. You'll take Riga.
Big underdogs.
Plus a goal and a half.
I'll take them, yeah.
I'm just, you know.
There just, were a couple of Champions League qualifying. There were a couple of surprises.
Really?
Celtic went out.
Yeah, Celtic went out to Cluj.
Was it Porto? I'm trying to remember who the other. It was another big squad.
Maybe, yeah.
Anyways, sorry.
All right, hold on. I'm just going through the list of matches in this Europa League third round qualifying. The name of these teams is the funniest thing in the world. I might just go back and forth over the name of these teams all day.
Okay.
Just because I need something to make me laugh. I'm not going to do it on the show here today. All right, Friday, we got...
We don't have a game Friday.
No game Friday.
No game Friday.
Yeah.
I mean Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, that's
right. Arsenal-Burnley got the early kickoff.
So you get
get
to,
out of bed early.
I was going to say. Ridiculous.
Home opener for the
give
for the
me
Gunners.
A break.
Yeah, wow. That's a...
Lunchtime kickoff over there. Ugh.
I don't know. Given the way Burnley played last week, yeah, it's an Arsenal win.
I'm going Arsenal.
Me too.
Yep.
Okay.
Villa. AB. Ooh, I've got Villa.
And I'm taking Villa.
Me too.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, all right.
What do we got? Brighton and West Ham.
Oh, boy.
Brighton again?
Brighton's unstoppable.
Yeah, I'm going West Ham. I'm going with the hammer.
Brighton's unstoppable.
Yeah, I'm going to go draw. I'm going to go draw.
That might not be a bad call. No, I'm going with West Ham.
West Ham, okay.
They're humiliated by their being in last place in the table. They have a lot. Their backs are against the wall already. All right, Everton, Watford, Everton.
Yeah,
okay. Everton.
I'll go that.
Oh, here's a big one: Norwich and Newcastle. Oh,
yeah.
Baby.
I think
this has relegation implications.
Oh, I think
second
so.
Game.
Yeah,
yeah. Already.
I think so too. Yeah. Tough one.
Based on the showing last week, Norwich has no defense. They do not have a Premier League worthy defense. I think Newcastle takes it.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
2-0.
I'm going with the Canaries.
Going out
I'm just win. Saying. I have faith in Norwich.
I like their green and yellow jerseys. There's nobody else that has green jerseys.
Yeah. No,
they're the only ones with green jerseys.
It's kind of like watching the Oregon Ducks play soccer.
Yeah, exactly. Green's not really a formidable color, is it?
No, it's not. I'm not a big green color guy. That color, well, any color green, really. Southampton, Liverpool, at Southampton. I'm taking Liverpool.
Yeah.
I don't think Liverpool's losing a match the whole year.
No.
You'll see.
Ooh, then a big,
and
big
then
match.
The big one to cap off Saturday. Spurs at the Etihad.
That's a big game. Big game
right out of the gate.
You gotta.
I'm going with City. Sorry, man. Guardiola is just so darn good.
2-2.
Yeah, I'm going with a draw. I'm going.
Yeah,
1-1.
We get a point. That's right.
Yeah, I don't know about
that's,
that.
That's
point in a moral victory. Sunday.
That's Willie White colored glasses.
Yeah,
I'm talking, but 1-1.
So I'm speaking with my heart. Sheffield. And Crystal Palace. Yeah, baby. I'm going with Sheffield. Absolutely Sheffield.
You know, I didn't get to see any of the Palace. Was it Palace Everton? Did they met right out of the gate, Palace and Everton, and there was the whole Zaha deal between those two clubs. The zero draw, but Crystal Palace has Zaha firmly in this
great
week.
Great.
He didn't have his head in the game last week. Palace win.
Yeah, I'm same way, for the same reason.
You'll see. Chelsea, Leicester visiting Chelsea. I say Chelsea gets their first win under Frank Lampard.
Yep, I think Pulisic gets a goal.
I'm going draw.
I hope so.
I'm going draw. Vardy party?
No.
No, yeah. I'm going to draw. I think Chelsea's,
talk about old news.
Yeah, no kidding. I think Chelsea.
What? Who's old news?
Vardy party.
No, it's not.
I think Chelsea's got a lot more problems than even we saw against Man United. I think they're a team in turmoil right now.
Okay. And Monday,
Pulisic will score though.
Ooh, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, here we go. The Wolves, Man U. Whew. Visiting the Wolves. I'm going Wolves.
I like Wolves too. I like 1-0. They're going to sneak one in there.
Yeah, I'm going to go 2-1 United.
All right, we'll see. You're writing all these down, right?
Of course I am.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, we'll be back next week, and we'll see how we did. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Gunnar.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mickey, Sean, O'Shea.
All right.
See ya. CPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5. Stay tuned.
Reds baseball versus the Cardinals.
Oh, boy. It's a big series.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, stop.
For the Cardinals, it is. Yeah.
See ya.
Good night, everybody.